Item 11 from the director, Milwaukee County Zoo, requesting authorization to grant an underground electrical service easement to Wisconsin Electric Power Company to install, operate, maintain, repair, replace, and extend underground utility and associated equipment in conjunction with the zoo interchange project.
Mr. Wickenhauser.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, over the past year and next probably 3 to 4 years, we'll be coming before you with this type of legislation. The zoo interchange work requires the relocation of a number of different utilities. We Energies has been very active and proactive in getting their work done early, and we just ask that you approve this. There's no cost to the county for this work.
Very good. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to move approval, but I guess while we have the zoo director in our midst, how is that construction, all of that world of hurt in your neighborhood going on? I know that we've got a couple more years of this, but can you give us a brief synopsis of, has there been any negative effects to our zoo?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thanks for the opportunity, Supervisor Borkowski. Certainly there is an amount of inconvenience that's provided by the construction. We are staying very positive, though. It's, I guess, the old story, there's a pony in here somewhere, and we're going to find it. But the work is progressing on schedule. The zoo and staff, county staff, whether it's at DAS or at transportation, have been working alongside with us. We have a very good attorney in Alan Markowitz who's representing the county in many other areas too with the zoo interchange. We'll have our first face-to-face negotiation with the state regarding the acquisition of the property, which is that auxiliary parking lot that we have on the east side of the zoo parking area. We have to have that amount of parking, which is about 700 cars, in order to accommodate our business plan and the attendance that we have. We're fortunate that we have about 8 acres on the opposite side of the property, which was the former Blifford Lumberyard that we had acquired in the early 90s, had done a number of projects to clean that and remediate various petroleum product problems there. That is ready to go. We've worked with the DNR, so we can develop that property. We have some preliminary plans to do that, and those have all come to the DOT in the form of an appraisal that the county has had performed, and we've established what we feel is the cost of cure for that, in addition to the value of the property that they're taking on the east side of the zoo. So that is something that's very important, and that we're anxious to get started. The state would like to take that property and let their bids in September of this year, and which is in conjunction with the bid for that core project, which is the main part of the interchange. They've started on the outside of this box and are working in. And if you've been on Watertown Plank Road or not been able to get on Watertown Plank, it's the same situation there. They will then finish those and then start on the core. It will be probably 3 years of construction there. To finish this story, yes, we're concerned about it, but we're working with the state as far as, if you notice, there's an orange sign that says, with a directional arrow for the zoo almost everywhere. So if you follow those, you can get there. We had a free day a week ago Saturday. We had over 21,000 people who found us.
Wow.
7,000 people the next day that actually paid to get in too. So there's a pent-up demand out there. They know what the product is. As you've said, we have one of the best zoos in North America, and we're confident that we can keep pushing. We've got a little bit more marketing money this year. Hopefully that will counter any inconvenience and that the visitors will have in getting to the zoo.
Well, Mr. Wickenhauser, I guess what makes your shop so unique is that we have this live collection that is not used to, you know, all the pounding and banging and the noise, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess I'm wondering if you've seen any kind of negative effect on our collection. And how I come to this was that we have the Timberwolf exhibit on South 76th Street, and their management has complained about the noise, for instance, from before the Rock came there, but there were some events that had a negative effect on the Timberwolves, and I'm just curious if you or your medical people have seen anything negatively to our collection.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, we haven't seen anything significant or really noticeable. We have worked with the state. The zoo has property both on the south side of the freeway, which are maintenance and commissary and other, and then we have the main zoo, which is on the north side of the freeway, of 94, that is. They extended that tunnel that's underneath there so that they could accommodate two new ramps that are going through there. They drilled pilings rather than pounded pilings, okay, because they were sensitive to our needs. They have, in their designs, extended heights of various walls to prevent things from going over onto those buildings. We will have to relocate some isolation pens because of that, but that's a minor thing. So, yes, they've been sensitive to that. If you could go to their DOT construction office for the zoo interchange, which is over on 102nd Street, the sensitivity that they have is that every one of their rooms, conference rooms, is named after an animal. So what they're doing is, though, taking to heart that this is the zoo's interchange, and or the zoo interchange, and they are really trying to help us out. I know that.
Good.
Now, if they come up with the money, then we'll really know that they're going to help us out.
If it's confused enough, it'll be called the platypus.
Ooh,
we have a motion to approve on item number 11.
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
as long as they don't name those rooms after, like, T-Rex and some things that are extinct.
I'm bordering on that myself.
Yes, or Broderick, yes.
Is there further discussion? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I nominate Supervisor Borkowski for the Board of American Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And I have also been able to actually review the resolution before us. That turns out the iPad issue is now actually not a problem now. The right manner for me to do it was shown. I see the resolution before us, and I have no further questions or statements, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we are on item 11. Will you're referring to item number 10 on the...
Both 10 and 11, sir.
10 and 11, okay. Would you like to make a motion to approve both 10 and 11?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if it is deemed doable...
If there is no objection, we'll consider items 10 and 11 together.
I was the one that made that motion, but as long as I still get the bonus, then sure, I'll abdicate my responsibility.
Hearing no objection on items 10 and 11, would you please call the roll, please?
On the motion to recommend adoption of items 10 and 11, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Orkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of items 10 and 11 prevails.
Mr. Wickenhauser, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Item number 12, please.